You can probably tell it's lunchtime at Peachtree Elementary School in Gwinnett County. Students socialize during lunch, but every few minutes, what could be considered soft 80s rock pipes in. Without any other cue, the kids stop talking and eat. It's almost Pavlovian in nature, but it's part of a program called Positive Behavior Interventions and Supports, PBIS for short. It's a program now in 400 Georgia schools. It teaches discipline like any other subject. Rules and expectations are taught over and over, almost like math facts, says first grade teacher Sarah Heher.
First, I'll teach them the rules, and so they will be posted. We'll read them together. Then we'll model them in the classroom, and then the students will practice them.
Her school focuses on two specific behaviors, being principled and respectful.
To be respectful is to help somebody if they're in trouble, or to help them if they don't understand something, or to help them if they probably dropped something or forgot it.
That's third grader Ian Price. And if you'd like to know what it means to be principled, first grader Michael Kaplan can set you straight.
It's to be kind.
When students behave in a way that's respectful or principled, in class, in the hallway, on the bus, they earn tickets. Those can add up toward prizes or trophies. Peachtree Elementary adopted PBIS in 2010. Assistant Principal Cherry Griffin says at the time she saw a lot of kids sent to the office with discipline problems.
It would be 10 to 15 a week. And now you're looking at our data and we have probably 90 some discipline referrals for the whole year so far.
In other words, they have a fourth of the problems they used to. Numbers like these are not ignored by state officials. Gary McGivney is a deputy superintendent. He's big on PBIS and says it's a shift in focus.
Where do you want to put your time? You want to put your time on dealing with consequences, or you want to use that same amount of time on the prevention side?
McGivney says schools he's seen that have adopted the program have fewer discipline problems. That's no surprise to Randy Waldman, who directs a juvenile defender clinic at Emory.
We're looking at what was causing the breakdown in our school system. Why were people acting out in a certain way, and how can we get to them before that happens?
Waldman is also an attorney who represents students caught up in discipline cases.
Right now we have a system that says you did X, we are immediately going to respond to X in a punitive and reactionary way.
That hasn't worked well for Georgia, says Rob Rhodes. He's with Georgia Appleseed, which has researched school discipline.
It's one of those situations where, you know, I always say it's not rocket science, to the extent that a kid is not sitting in class in the seat, the chances of learning are substantially reduced, to say the least. And of course, the data bear that out.
Rhodes says schools that are tough and quickly suspend students aren't helping the state's lagging graduation rate. In 2013, 15% of Clayton County students were suspended. Just 56% of students graduated that year. But even strong supporters of PBIS say it won't eliminate discipline problems because, well, kids are kids. Bob Burgess leads Gwinnett County's program.
We're not saying we're not going to consequence poor behaviors. We are. We're going to address it, but we want to do it in a positive way. And then if the student continues to do that, we want to provide those interventions and supports to help them self-monitor.
Because of PBIS, Peachtree Elementary can focus on hardcore cases, and learning environments have improved here.
Clase, repite, de los.
De los.
La parrillada de los caimanes.
La parrillada de los caimanes.
State officials are reluctant to mandate or require all schools to use the PBIS program, but they hope schools will opt in voluntarily. Some Georgia senators are showing their support by debating a bill that suggests local schools adopt the program. Martha Dalton, WABE News.
Una vez.
Una vez.
Número seis, tengo.
Tengo.